The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about the weather over the weekend first, though, because it was glorious up and down the country. Now, that came crashing back down to earth today for a lot of people. I know there's still some sunshine out there in different parts of the country, but in large parts of Ireland, it is a pretty wet day, if still warm. What the good weather over the weekend meant was that hordes of people descended on our beaches, so much so that it actually brought parts of Ireland to a standstill. Councillor Marie O'Sullivan is with me, a Fine Gael councillor, grew up in Bandon, lives in Kinsale. Marie, how busy did it get in Kinsale?
Well, Kinsale itself, we've got one beach in Kinsale, the Dock Beach, where there's a one-way system in implemented there for the summer, and it was chaotic, to say the least.
How chaotic? Paint a picture for me.
Like, chaotic in that I have a business on Pier Street in Kinsale, and one of my neighbours came at 8:30 in the morning and told me the roads down to the dock are chock-a-block at the moment. The cars are parked up the hill. There was actually no parking there probably from 9 o'clock in the morning.
And there is dedicated parking there at that beach, is there?
There isn't dedicated parking as such. It's along the roadside and up another road. But, you know, people were parking precariously.
Okay.
Which meant that there was an instance that the fire brigade had to go to, and they actually had to, two of the firemen had to get out of their vehicle and direct traffic, which shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I guess that's the serious side of all of this, because there's a part of me when I, you know, when we talk about this issue, maybe on an annual basis, the one good weekend we get every summer.
Yeah.
I wonder whether we should all just relax and accept that it is kind of one good weekend, and a lot of the time we don't have these issues. But if fire brigades and ambulances and what have you can't get through a town, that is a problem, isn't it?
And yeah, that is the problem. And like, as you said, there are ambulances or Coast Guard or RNLI. They are the people really that have to come to instance on the beach, and you never know when somebody's going to feel unwell, you know, and anything can happen. So, like, I think people just need to be a bit more thoughtful the way they leave their vehicles.
Yeah, and the problem I assume in Kinsale, like in other parts of the country as well, starts when the safer, the more obvious spots to park get filled up early, that people kind of just start abandoning them. Or what often happens, Marie, one person abandons it precariously and then everybody else kind of sees that as permission to do the same.
Exactly. And like some of our beaches, particularly out in Ballinspittle area, Gary Lukes and Garrettstown, you've also got an awful lot of working farms around that area. And if they need to get their heavy machinery through, they can't get through either. So, you know, there's no consideration for people's normal day-to-day lives as well.
Yeah, and a lot of heavy machinery on the roads because lads kind of cutting winter crops, as it were. Brian Brennan is with us as well, the TD. Brian, other part of the country, kind of living in Gorey and would know Arklow and that part of the country well, I understand. Was it a similar picture there?
Good afternoon, Kieran, and good afternoon to your listeners. First of all, Kieran, if you get any update on Ben Healy, make sure you don't be afraid to cut me off, because I'm an absolute sports fanatic.
Well, he's still there at the tête de cour, as they say in French, and he is in front of that group and he is pedalling mightily uphill. There's 21k to go, still 5.5 minutes ahead of
a wonderful ambassador for the country.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely there, whatever. In relation to South East, listener, it really did live up to its name yesterday. It really was the sunny South East. If you look at the area I'm in, which you talk about, British to Arklow, like on a sunny day, you have the whole of South Dublin and you have North County Wicklow emptying into those beaches. When you look at Coretown there, you have Gorey emptying in, you have people from Carlow, Laois, Kildare, and then when you're down in Coracloe, you've South Wexford and the Wexford town in Enniscorthy emptying onto these beaches. And yesterday, excuse the pun, but it was a perfect storm. Yeah, the schools were closed, people are in holidays. It was a Sunday, and the most important factor here was the forecast was for a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And also, but also, Kieran, the forecast was for intermittent heavy showers for the next few days. So people saw that window, and everybody went in a massive volume to these beaches, and we simply didn't, the infrastructure, the roads aren't there to take. If you know the road from Jack White down to British Bay, it simply couldn't take it.
Yeah, the parts of the roads I'd know in that part of the country, say, that you mentioned there, are maybe more down towards the Curraghclose side. But like that, they get fairly twisty now once you pass Wexford Town or Enniscorthy, depending which direction you're travelling from.
Absolutely. And to be fair, there's car parks there that were full from an early stage, whatever. And then, but say, take Britis, for example, there was farmers that opened up their fields and they allowed people to park there. But it's the cars that were parked on the side of the road, cars parked on double yellow lines. People have to take personal responsibility. Take Curraghclough, for example. Curraghclough, I spoke to the county manager in Wexford this morning, Eddie, and he confirmed that their car parks were not full. Their car park at the beach was full, and they have a large overflow car park, and that wasn't full. But still, people decided to park on the side of the road, and he had teams in place. But it's personal responsibility, as your previous caller said, that if somebody was drowned or something like that, a serious incident on the beach, the fire brigade, the ambulance service, how would they get down the roads? So people, and it just doesn't make sense there or whatever, why people abandon cars and they have to take responsibility.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking, because I know the temptation from some maybe listening to this is that we, you know, build big car parks at all the beaches. But I mean, for a lot of the year, that'd be kind of an eyesore, massive big kind of concrete slabs beside some of the most pristine parts of the country that are empty 364 days of the year. And you don't necessarily want to widen the roads too much around there either, because it's, you know, again, it's part of the beauty, or those kind of twisting roads. And it's down towards the Hook Peninsula, I would know well, and I'd hate to see some of those roads, some of the hedgerows and everything bulldozed to widen the roads. So, you know, what is the solution?
Well, absolutely. I think there's a happy medium here where we must increase the amount of footpaths that are from, say, coming from those farmers' fields without having a big concrete jungle down there and upsetting the beauty of the countryside. Like, I've spoken about Curraghclough, Coretown, Ballymoney and Britis Bay. Like, they're stunning beaches and it's great for... But there's no winners on a day like yesterday. There was no winners. I spoke to the owner of Jack White's. And he said, Brian, it wasn't a good day for him because the locals didn't want to go down there because they heard of the mayhem. And also the people that went down there from South County Dublin or from North Wicklow, they were so fed up, being caught up in traffic, they got into their cars and went straight home. So there's no winners here. And so sometimes, Kieran, you have to look at our relationship with the weather. Like if you stop and speak with anyone after 5 minutes, the weather comes into it. And we don't get me wrong, I was in the hotel industry down in Arklow there, and when it was a fine day, everybody was in good form. So that's that. Yesterday was a culmination of different factors that brought an absolute bumper day down there of cars, and it was absolute gridlock. And but people did not take personal responsibility, and that is a key.
And tell me, because I remember being in Goree now. It's a couple of years since I was down there, and there's a great footpath about 2/3 of the way out towards Coretown. Is that still the case, or have they finished it?
Almost there now. They're in the process now of linking up with Coretown, and I honestly feel the Coretown is very, very their future is bright for Coretown there down there. They're getting right down there, and it's wonderful to go out to Coretown, Ballymoney, Ardamyne to see people walking around there that have footpaths. That's the most important thing. So we just need to continue investing in that sort of infrastructure, and so people can enjoy the wonderful facilities we have down here in the southeast.
Marie, what's the solution to all of this in your mind, short of kind of concreting the countryside, which I don't think anybody in their right mind really wants to do?
No, look, and Cork County Council have been very active in putting active travel solutions in, and there has been footpaths done to some of our beaches. And also local farmers have given over some ground to Cork County Council to provide more parking spaces and better parking at the beaches. But even at that, people just ignore that, you know, and just take no notice. It's once I'm all right, Jack, I'll just leave my car there.
Yeah, so, I mean, would you like to see, Marie, a punishment for people who do that?
Well, I think anybody really who doesn't park properly and is causing a danger should be punished.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you're causing danger to an amount of people.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a degree of backlash to that initially, but I assume the hope is that you do it a few times and then people are just more careful in the future about where they leave their cars.
We the perfect example of it, I suppose, even on our roads, you know, where a speed van is put on a road, we all take our leg off the pedal a bit. You know, we're aware that we can't go over the speed limit there. So the same, you know, I think maybe that, you know, we just need to put manners on some people, because it's not everybody. It's just a few people can ruin the day for everybody else.
Yeah. And you know, this the situation whereby, and you see it in all parts of the country as well, and this isn't a solution for Kinsale in the town itself, but it would be for other parts of the countryside down there, Marie, whereby a farmer, maybe they've got the cut of silage done recently, or they've got the baling done or whatever it happens to be. Let's say it's in the next few weeks that people are heading back to the beach, and they might open up the field and allow people to park in it. I wonder, is there a role maybe for local authorities to get involved and maybe try and identify some of those farmers, and that, you know, that you formalise it a little bit more? Now, not so much are going to be poking into it, let's be honest.
But. No, I think the problem there is the insurance.
Yeah.
The liability. And, you know, where would the write-off be there? So I think that is a problem, like lots of other things in this country, where there can be claims involved.
Yeah. So someone would trip over a branch in the field and sue the farmer or something. Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. It's about how they built a 5-storey car park next to Curra Close, as somebody listed. They're a great facility. I was down at the kind of northern end of Curra Close not too long ago, and they've got the showers and the toilet facilities are permanent there. There was two different coffee docks, and there was the sauna, the hot box sauna. They're popping up all over the place as well. Bag and Bun Beach, which I often talk about on this show, they quite recently upgraded their parking facilities. It was just a lane. They effectively doubled the width of the lane, and there's parking perpendicular to it. And that was part of the interconnector coming in there, that those works happened. But, you know, it's an example of something that wasn't that intrusive, but it did improve the facility. So there are compromises to be made. But as Marie said, part of the problem is somebody just abandons their car on the side of the road, and then everybody else sees it as permission to do likewise, and it turns chaotic. Clamp all the cars, as somebody else, tow every car that's parked incorrectly, it's the only way. And somebody else, forget about taking personal responsibility, just find them or tow them. Enforcement is needed, so people will think twice before they just abandon their cars in the future. So the hard line being taken by the hard shoulder listener. Marie and Brian, listen, thanks a million. And Brian, I know you're wondering, so there's about 16 kilometres left. They're still out in front, and Ben Healy still soldiering on there. He's with a kind of a large group. There's about 9 cyclists in it, or about 8 actually at the moment. I think one of them has been dropped. There's a chasing group who are about 1:40 behind, and then the larger group with the yellow jersey therein is 5.5 minutes behind them. So anyway, it is all to play for still for Ben Healy, and fingers crossed. Like I say, 15 kilometres left. At the pace they are moving, they're downhill now at the moment. That'll be done in the next 20-25 minutes. We'll let you know as soon as that result comes in. Brian Brennan is a TD, and Councillor Marie O'Sullivan, thank you both very, very much. Somebody else says, we welcome tourists to our areas. However, one of the reasons car parking was full at Spittle Beach was due to camper vans, Irish and international, using the car parking spaces to park overnight for free, often taking up multiple spaces, right under the sign saying campers are prohibited. This happens from April to November, even when we don't have the scorching weather. The council or the Gardaí need to monitor this, including at weekends, and clamp the campers. There you have it. Like I say, the hard line from the hard shoulder listener.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.